morning. It is 9:01 on this beautiful Thursday morning. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. How are we doing?
We're doing great. It is cold out, my ears are freezing, and we're ready to do a great show.
That's because you didn't put your hat in your pocket on the way over here.
That is true.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
That was Dolly Parton 9 to 5. And now we're gonna spice it up a little bit. Just a little bit of conversation.
Ooh, a little bit of conversation.
A little bit of conversation. Sam, you are a basketball man. Am I correct?
I do enjoy myself some
you
basketball.
You do enjoy yourself some basketball?
Yeah.
So, please, if you would endeavor to tell our viewers, what is next week? What begins?
Am I supposed to know?
You are supposed to know.
Oh, is it... Oh, March Madness.
It
the Madness
March,
of March.
The Madness of March.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't know, which mm-hmm. I'm sure is one out of mm-hmm. the 5,000 people we have listening.
Yes, because there are so many.
There are so many. March Madness is a yearly college basketball tournament,
yeah.
And it's really fun.
Because winner takes all, one game eliminations,
and there are always huge upsets, and
yes.
If you're a Duke fan, life
mm-hmm.
stinks.
Mm. Okay. I don't know a lot about the history. I just like to make the bracket.
So my question for you is,
okay.
What is the best bracket strategy?
Oh, best bracket. Well, obviously, you know, I've won so many brackets.
Have you?
Over the days. Yes, I didn't come in like 12th place last year.
You did not come in 12th. Oh,
I definitely didn't come in like 12th or 15th place.
Out of?
I have no idea. Maybe 4. they put me.
You did so badly that they created eight new places for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. It was just like name, 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 and then they were just like blank, 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 blank. Keep going, and then it was like keep scrolling, and then
to
it
the
was
point
Sam.
Where you had to scroll down on the screen to
yeah.
find Sam.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things where you know when it's like scroll down to find this, and then it's like keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, and there's nothing.
That hurts. That hurts a little bit.
The best bracket strategy. You know what I do is I like to put a lot of upsets, right? But I can't do like the 1 in 16 because it's probably not gonna happen.
Although it happened
for the first time
last year.
Last year,
I remember.
Yeah. But I can't do
Who was that.
Was
that UMBC?
Yeah, against UVA.
Someone very good.
Maybe. But you know, so I like to throw in a lot of upsets. But I'm also terrible at it because I don't know what I'm doing, so I just got kind of click away.
Uh-huh.
So last year, my final was Virginia versus Virginia Tech. So, because Virginia Pride, which shouldn't be a thing, and isn't. So
Virginia pride is not a word I've ever, not a phrase I've ever heard Sam say.
I don't think it's a thing anybody should ever say.
But
especially.
So not only did you decide to say it for the first time today, you decided
on the radio,
on the airwaves and archive
in the ether. Yeah. Do you have a team you're rooting for?
I would like to see Duke do well.
Really?
I would.
Do you like Duke?
I like Zion.
I do like Zion, but do you like Duke?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, if you did, and no offense here, but it would make sense, because you're also a Patriots fan.
Sam, where are we right now?
Oh, yes, we are in Medford, Massachusetts. Are we in Medford or Somerville, Massachusetts?
Right now, that's great. I think
we're going to get back to you on that.
We'll get back to you on that.
Exactly. But so you want it, would you say that you want, you're rooting for Duke?
I would say I don't care. I'm mm-hmm. rooting for myself to win whatever bracket I'm in.
Okay.
So I'll do some research in the next week or so.
So I guess, you know what, my brother goes to Virginia, so I guess I'm going to root for Virginia. And I would say that I want it that way.
Atrocious.
Yeah. Yes, well. You gotta introduce the song somehow, don't you?
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart.
If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still
Right, that was Take a Chance on Me by ABBA. ABBA? ABBA.
I go with ABBA.
ABBA.
But who knows?
That was Take a Chance on Me by
ABBA.
ABBA.
Pronounce the way you like, which All is right. The new T.I. remix.
New T.I. remix. All right, so we're going to switch things up a little bit.
Oh, wow. You know I like to switch it up.
Do you?
Yeah, occasionally I like it. Yeah,
well, we'll find out about how much you really switched it up later on our show at 9:45.
Yes, we will.
But I am slowly, I was raised on classical music, mm-hmm. but I'm slowly getting into jazz music as a Ooh. Musician. I think it's really cool. And I was listening to some jazz standards the mm-hmm. other day, and there's a song called Giant Steps by John Coltrane. And in it, John Coltrane wrote all of these songs for a pianist named Tommy Flanagan for his album. So this is Tommy wow. Flanagan's album. And Giant Steps is so difficult that in the recording, Tommy Flanagan, who was supposed to improvise, who's one of the best jazz pianists of all time, just mm-hmm. couldn't do it.
Oh.
He just couldn't do it. So you just hear him play a chord and then be silent for like 5 seconds.
Interesting.
And then John Coltrane comes in and is going. So it's okay. it's a great song.
So what does John Coltrane play? Because because it says it's by John Coltrane.
It is written by John Coltrane. John Coltrane plays the saxophone. Tommy Flanagan Ooh. Plays the piano. John Coltrane's solo comes in right after Tommy Flanagan. Okay. So listen to that.
Is John Coltrane better at the saxophone than Tommy Flanagan is at the piano?
They are both legends, but mm-hmm. it's John Coltrane's song, so he okay. knew it inside and out.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's take a listen. Here we go.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it stop.
So, Tommy Flanagan is a good musician. Like, mm-hmm. one of the best jazz pianists of all time. So, yeah. if I were him, I'd be a little bit upset.
Yeah, I also turned to DJ Rizzle King in the middle of this thing, and I was like, he's kind of messing this one up. Like,
I mean, it's so hard, because the chord changes, mm-hmm. like, are easily three times more difficult than most other jazz pieces. And this was, like, the first time he'd seen the song.
Oh, okay, well, if it had been the first time I'd seen it, I obviously would have just been able to do it right away.
You would have just nailed it.
Well, because I can play the piano.
You could also play the trumpet.
Oh, and I can also play the trumpet, and I also get first place in all my brackets. So these are all
true statements for our listeners. Anything and everything.
So now, you know, it is anything and everything, which means we'll talk about anything and everything, and we'll play anything and everything. And we've just played anything, and so I think it's about time that we play everything. I don't know.
I don't think we have time for that, but let's play a piece of everything.
Oh, a piece of everything. What about a sample of everything? Like, from this popular song that I kind of learned on the piano, but poorly, this is Cheerleader.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Right, it is 9:30 on the nose, and that means it's time for...
That About Sums It Up. All right, DJ Rizzle King, what about sums it up for you?
I have no clothes left.
What? Oh.
The king has no clothes!
Oh, you have... Okay, you need to do laundry?
To the point where
oh, no.
My room is clean... And there are clothes on my chair simply because there's not room in my hamper.
And you have a hamper, not a basket, right?
I have a hamper that is probably half my height.
Oh my gosh. That's desperate. That's very desperate.
It's very bad.
Oh my gosh. Well,
and that about sums it up.
I have a very specific that about sums it up. Do you know when you put shampoo in your hand?
Yes.
Or conditioner. It was conditioner. You know when you put conditioner in your hand? No, I don't know that. It's very different than chip. Anyway, so you put it in your hand, right? And if your hand is already wet, and depending on the viscosity of the conditioner or whatever, what have you, it can slide around you a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So today, I put the conditioner in my hand, and I went to go put the bottle back in my caddy, and I guess when I did that, my hand kind of tilted a little bit, and so I came back to put the conditioner in my hair. And it wasn't in my hand anymore.
Gone.
It was gone. I was confused. So I was like, I guess I'm tired. So I went and I got some more conditioner. I was like, all right. And I was like, all right, it's time. And then I put the conditioner in my hand and I went to go put it back. And I was like, there's no conditioner in my hand anymore. Because I guess my body's just too interconnected. Like whenever I move one part of my body, it just brings all of it with it. So I was just like, I guess I'm not using conditioner today. And
the first man with a tendon between his left and right hands.
You don't have any tendons between there? Between all your body, you have no tendons in there?
You know what I meant.
Yes, yes, yes. It's like, can you imagine? Okay, here's a fun conversation. If you didn't have any two, like, body parts connected, and, like, like your hands or, like, maybe your elbows, you know, you can't do, like, I don't know what's connected in your body, but you can't do be like my femur and my what's next to your femur?
Like patella.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, my femur and my patella, I want those connected. But no, like your hands or like your knees or
so it has to be something across like your midline.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
And it can't be touching already. Like things that are free to go about, you know. I mean, I guess your nostrils, but then you couldn't breathe. So I feel like you can choose that, but
I'm not gonna choose that. I'm gonna go with I'm going to go with a cop-out answer and say eyebrows, because then I could just shave them.
Oh, that is a cop-out.
But it's good. It's clever.
I wouldn't do anything in the leg region, because then you couldn't walk freely.
But I wouldn't do anything anywhere.
What do you mean?
There's no good option here.
Whoa. That's not to say that you don't have any slack. It's not like a rope that's holding you like this. It's just that you can't... Like, maybe you can spread your arms out to like 80% of where they would go, and then if you want to go further on one side, you got to bring your arm over.
That'd be so annoying.
I know, that's why it's a would you rather question. There's no seldom is there a would you rather that's like, would you rather get $2,000 or $2,000 and a yacht? Like,
well, you
that's a toughie.
You made a big jump there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be my preferred would you rather. Now, I would take the $2,000 no yacht because, you know, if they're giving me a yacht and $2,000, I don't trust where that yacht's coming from.
I also then don't have the money for the upkeep of the yacht. marina space is expensive.
That's true. And you know $2,000 isn't covering that marina space and yacht upkeep.
Okay, listeners, I know you think this is just banter for the radio. We could turn these microphones off and it would be the same conversation.
It would sound roughly the same. So, you know, also one more thing before this awesome song ends, and it's about the song, which is that we, for like a year, if you listen, this is what has been playing in the background. It's by the incredible Bongolia Band. They're incredible. But we've been looking for this song for a year now.
Because we played it one or two times and we forgot what it was.
And we completely forgot about it, and now here we are. So now we're going to listen to, we're going to change it up, right? And
yeah,
we're going to say, well, because what do we got? We got some pop, we got some jazz. We got some classic rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you think? What are you thinking? Like maybe some show tunes? I don't know.
It's not like Sam and I have ever done musicals, so
yeah,
this is definitely a new experience for us.
It's not like I definitely queued up this song that's a musical. So why don't we take a listen? This is from Guys and Dolls. It's Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
We will now hear testimony from Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Get up, you.
Well, it happened to me kind of funny, like a dream. That's it, a dream.
Tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone save me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
People all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat."
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, you're on a heavenly trip." People all said, "Beware,
beware,
you'll scuttle a ship, and the devil will drag you under. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I said to myself, "Sit down,
sit down,
you're rocking the boat." I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under, and the soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down,
sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, rocking the boat.
And now popular from Wicked.
I decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be. you're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts, you'll be good at sports, know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis, think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser, not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. La, 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 la. We're gonna make you popular. When I see depressing creatures with unprepossessing features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular like me. Why, Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 la. You'll be popular, just not quite as popular as me.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
It is about that time, DJ Rizzle King. It is 9:45 on the dot nearly.
Wow.
I know. Look at that timing. Go us.
Pretty impressed. It is time for sweatpants or real pants. The segment where we talk about what kind of pants we're wearing and why.
And if they're sweatpants and or real pants. What have we got and or real pants? Wow.
Wow.
That's the new invention.
I am not wearing multiple pairs of pants today, unfortunately.
Ooh. Maybe one day we'll both wear two pairs of pants and whoever wears the pants on top. That'll be interesting.
Stuck the landing there.
10 out of 10. All right. I will start. Well, yeah, so I'm wearing what I thought were real pants because they are real pants. And then I walk outside my room and there's Thomas. And you know what he says? Sam, we're both wearing sweatpants.
Wow, way to spoil my sweatpants are real pants.
And I said, no, Thomas, no. I am wearing real pants.
Okay, in my defense.
And I take offense.
In my defense, they're kind of gray, but they have this a finish that you would almost see on track pants.
Mm.
And I saw them glistening in the sunlight.
Yes, they do glisten.
They do glisten.
Glisten quite a bit.
Now, should I have looked at the stitching on the side?
Yes.
Maybe. Should I have looked at the shape of the pockets? Potentially.
Yes.
However, I have nothing to back up the beginning of that sentence.
Well, I would just like to say that for me to you, Thomas, and I don't really think everyone else needs to hear this, so I'll whisper it into the microphone.
Because that's how microphones work.
I'm really hurt by what you said to me. I'm deeply hurt. And honestly, I don't think you should come to radio next week.
You know what? I think I might just... That was a 10 out of 10 landing. Because listeners, unfortunately, I am going home. I will not be here next week. It is to be determined whether or not Sam is able to do the show without me.
That's true. But you know what? I won't be judged for my real pant choice.
Will this finally be the day that you're like, Thomas isn't here, I can just wear sweatpants.
I can wear no pants.
I can wear zero pants.
Today is no pants in the studio.
Radio is a visual art, so.
It is. Well, is it? No, it's
wow.
Is it not an oral art?
Audio.
Oral. Oral with an A-U-R.
Listeners, I swear, we're smart kids.
Yes, kind of. I don't know.
Sometimes.
Yes, now while we have you here.
while we have you trapped. And you're
exactly.
And please, you're not allowed to touch that.
No, don't
button.
Touch that. I see you reaching. Don't touch it. Stop. No. Okay. So we were thinking, you know, so we play a PSA. It's required. Mm-hmm. Also, for the community.
Yes.
Because, you know, anything and everything cares. It's a new campaign we're starting.
We're going to have buttons. Everybody comes by the station and pick
a
button.
A and E cares. Exactly. So, you know, we were thinking, do you think anyone, like, talks about the PSA? Because we just play it, you know, and then we just go on.
We've talked about it. We've talked about it before, especially, like, that's you know, adoption of shelter animals is a great thing to do if you're looking for a new pet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily something that I feel like we need to, like, you know, stop the show for.
Yeah.
If we play something that we need to talk about, we usually talk about it. But what we're wondering is somewhere
out there in the world,
in the world of freeform radio.
Yes. Well,
there's just someone.
Freeform radio is a connected community.
It really is. I know everybody.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to talk to Slob about his show. His show is at 2 p.m. Norwegian time. And so what happens is we get off our show here and then we FaceTime Slav.
See they don't have PSA. They don't have the FCC, so they don't have PSAs.
Mm-hmm.
Every freeform radio show in Norway is just PSAs.
It's exclusively PSAs, and then actually they're required to play one song during the time, but the song can't be more than like a minute long, so they're kind of limited to very weird like jingles and stuff.
But what if there were someone who just sits there and goes, and now welcome to the PSA hour with DJ Rizzle King and DJ Slips.
I'm actually going to bring this down because really, we're going to talk about the PSA hour right now. DJ Rizzle King,
What did you think of that PSA?
Thought it was an announcement for the public service.
I would say there were three things about that PSA. First, it was a public, and second was a service, and I don't know what that third thing is. It's just it's got that umami flavor of a PSA. It's just really fascinating PSA. Oh man!
I want someone to do the analytics of our show and see what percentage of it is us laughing at our own jokes.
Well, yeah. I also do wonder if we actually have listeners sometimes and they turn it off. Because okay, here's the thing about this: you go home and you listen to the radio.
Occasionally.
Yeah, so you really plug in your phone, but you go over and you listen to the radio, right? And they play music, and you're like, yes, shut up and dance. Like, because that's all they play, at least in the DC area the last time I listened.
Yes. But then they start talking.
But then Kane comes on the show. Oh, I hate Kane. No one here knows him, but
I know
Kane comes on the show, and you're like, I can't stand Kane. Like, I got to turn this off.
For the listeners who don't know the Kane Show, he breaks.
You're lucky.
He breaks up couples on the air.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if he breaks them up per se.
He lets the breakups happen.
So what he does is he does something called roses, and he calls some. Yeah, I know this because it would come on. It was at the time they played it when I woke up.
It was at like 7 something.
Yeah, exactly. It was at like 6:50, 7-ish when my alarm was going off, and my alarm used to be the radio. So I would just listen to people just like scream at each other over the radio because they call and they say, hey, like, who would you like to give these roses to? And like they have the significant other on the line, and then the person inevitably says that they want to give it to their, you know, like, other girlfriend who they have, and then all of a sudden you hear the person be like, how could you do this to me? I'm angry! And then they yell at each other over the radio, and, you know, I hate, it's kind of entertaining at like 6:50 in the morning when you don't want to go to school. Like, I have to say.
There's a reason he's still on the air, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, that is true. So, now, Thomas, we've got a lot of variety on the show. And especially today, we got a lot of variety.
This was very variety.
Exactly. So, what do you say if we keep that going?
I would love to keep that going.
So what have we not covered? Like a little country and some hip-hop, right? We haven't covered all of that. So I was thinking that we could get some country going. I don't know what you think.
Ooh, I am a fan of country.
I know that you like country. And this is, have you heard of the song Natural Disaster by the Zac Brown Band?
I have.
Well, that's what we're going to play right now. Every time.
Had lips like candy, hair floated like water, skin like velvet made the whole damn world slow down. She was a preacher's daughter, never did what daddy taught her, and a rebel in her soul brought her to me. And the river was wide. She flowed from the mountain straight across a great divide. And her heart ran cold, but her love runs deep. She's fire on the mountain, wrecking everyone she meets. She's like rain when she rolls in, but that sunshine and the thunder makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be still clouds inside. Oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming around the bend. She's holding lightning in both hands. It's not time for me to go. River has my heart, she's a keeper of my soul. On one side of the water, sweet everlasting grace. The other side could end your life and steal your breath away. She's like rain, she rolls in, but there's sunshine in her thunder. Makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be storm clouds inside. Oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming around the bend, she's holding lightning in both hands. It's all she knows to do. She's tumbleweed a rolling, river running wild, hurricane a blowing. She's calm after the storm under an Appalachian.
she rolls in. But there's sunshine in her thunder, makes the loneliest heart wonder if the ride is worth the pain. Might not be stone clouds inside, oh, but don't you worry, friend. She's coming round the bend, she's holding lining in both hands. She's like rain, she rolls in. But there's sunshine in her thunder. She's coming around the bend, she's holding lining in both.
The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless?
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk.
Of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why do she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Talking, talking, talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't believe I could just leave it wrong. And you can't make it right. I'm gon' take off tonight. And
coming to the end of our show, but just a couple more things. What if we talked to the pace of the song?
Oh, I simply don't have that vocal dexterity.
Exactly. I don't have that type of brain. Yes. Oh, also, just what we were talking about is that, you know, there's a button over there, and we don't know what it does, but presumably, what do you think it does?
I think there's a button in here that I could just change what station we're on.
And we wouldn't be, by the way, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Soon there. We just wouldn't be we wouldn't be 91.5. I'd get in lots of trouble, so I'm not going to do it.
But do it. What if there was a button over there that said, like, don't press me?
Oh, I think about it every day.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. Oh, here's a fun one. what would be your preferred radio ID?
My preferred radio ID is still 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Well, you know why I love 91.5 WMFO in Medford? Is because it's Tufts Freeform Radio. And because there's a little sign behind you, and it says Tufts Freeform Radio!
It says, this is blank, and you are listening to 91.5
This is blank, and you are listening to 91. What if we